Hey everyone, it's art prof teaching artist Deepti Menon, and I'm joined here with Prof Flu and our special guest, one of our wonderful Discord moderators, Hannah, also known as Bowser, is on the Discord. Welcome everyone, thank you for watching. Today we are doing a conversation on art community on Discord. If you would like to strengthen and flex your art muscle, Art Prof is a community for you. We have tutorials, critiques, and more, and it's all for free. So Clara, would you like to get us started?
Yeah, we thought this would be a great stream to do for you guys to really understand how Discord has become such a big part of our community and also how to foster that. Because I know, especially with the pandemic, a lot of people are stuck at home and you want to have that connection as an artist. It's a big part of the experience. Like Hannah, I know that you're not a full-time artist and that you have another job, but have you found that the online community has helped you?
Oh, for sure, definitely. Because like, I know for me, like if I weren't here for Art Prof, I probably would have stopped doing art altogether. Like it was just out of sight, out of mind.
For a lot of people, it's the difference between stopping or to keep going. I mean, Deepti, obviously Art Prof is our thing. I mean, we like work here and everything, but have you gotten stuff out of being there other than, oh, I have to be here because it's my job?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the fact that we're constantly teaching things and, you know, preaching stuff makes me feel like I have to actually practice what I preach, which is, you know, like do 10 minutes of journaling or this and that. I feel like a phony if I'm telling the community to do things and I'm not doing it. So it's accountability and it's totally community. Being on our Discord especially, I'm seeing such a range of artists of all levels and ages be enthusiastic and like come together over this one love that everyone has, which is art. And that's just so nice because as an artist, you're constantly being like, feeling rejected or feeling not good enough. That's something that you face no matter where you are in your art life. But having that sense of community and feeling uplifted is something that I find in our Discord and just as in the Art Prof world, regardless of the fact that I'm, you know, this is my job.
Tell us in the chat. I would like to know who here in the chat is in the Discord, who has no idea what we're talking about, who here's thinking about joining but needs that little nudge, which we're hoping to give you guys tonight. So Hannah, obviously a lot of people in the Discord have seen you around as Bowsers coming in and helping people find their way around the Discord, but we'd love to hear about where art fits into your life because I know you work in STEM. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so actually I have a degree in engineering. So my day job is I work in a lab. I work in biopharma constantly. So when I get home and I don't want anything to do with science, what I work on is art stuff and like Art Prof stuff. So like, it's just a relief to do something different.
Awesome. And how did you find us? Because we're always curious how people found us.
Okay, so I found Art Prof. COVID had just happened. So I was stuck at home. I had a quarantine. Like, and I'm on East Coast. So like, we were one of the first ones to quarantine. So like lockdown, total lockdown. And I couldn't go to work. I couldn't do anything. And so I was stuck there just binging YouTube because I like to binge all sorts of stuff on YouTube. And I somehow got recommended some art portfolios. Like I had no intention of going back to art school, but I was like, oh, this might be something to just watch. And I came across, I don't remember which video it was, but I came across one of the Art Prof RISD portfolios. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I like the people on it. I think I could do this. And so that's how I got pulled into Art Prof.
Awesome.
I love this comment from Art Lady saying, I only just heard about it from my students this week and I joined 10 minutes before the stream. So we have a wide range of people tuning in tonight, people who have been with us from the beginning and then newbies, which is so exciting.
And by the way, the invite link, if you want to join, it's in the YouTube video description below. Now, I know it's our server. But I will say, I am so impressed by how generous and supportive our server is because I definitely have seen other online communities for artists that were a little disappointing. And I'm very proud of what we have. It's a lot of work. a lot of it is our mods who do tons of work to maintain that level of quality. So Hannah, I'm wondering, were you a part of any other online art communities before our Discord, or was this the first one?
Not in this context. There have been art communities in the past that I've, like, just forums that I've been part of that I kind of poked around, but I didn't really do anything as much as Art Prof.
So we have a comment from Emily who says, I was a creeper in the Discord for a mega long time. I'm gradually getting more involved, though it's hard to find the time consistently. Yeah, and that's up to you guys. I mean, you participate as little or as much as you want, but I do think that you guys will notice that we don't bite and we are very quick to boot out people who do bite. So it's a heavily moderated space. Deepy, can you tell people a little bit about that, how that's such a big concern to us here?
Yeah, it's really moderated because we understand that our community is people of all, you know, backgrounds and skill sets, and we want to make the Art Prof Discord a really inclusive place where you not only feel like you're learning, but you're feeling like you're being uplifted and you're finding community. So we have channels for all, like, everything that you can think of, and we have the world's most wonderful moderators who are there to answer any questions that you have, make sure that the discourse that's being had there is kind and positive, and all feedback that you're getting is constructive and moving you forward. And it can be really overwhelming because you're putting your work out there or asking questions to a whole community of the globe. You know, we have people from all over the world on there, which is so exciting. But I think we do a really good job of having moderators and even just people who aren't moderators now who have been there for a while, being so supportive of one another and checking each other and making sure that we're all doing the best we can to make a really inclusive and safe space online.
Yeah, and this is a comment from Jill who says, the Art Prof Discord feels safe. That is so important to us because there are a lot of online communities where people just feel attacked or not very seen or supported. And I know the mods, you guys work really hard to do that. Hannah, can you say something about how we want people to feel seen and heard?
Yeah, like, because I know that a lot of times it's like screaming into the void. Like, I want someone to hear me, but no one's talking back. And so, like, what do I do at that point? So that's why, like, at least I, and I know a lot of the other mods too, try really, really hard to make sure that people are heard and they are seen, because, like, that's a good part of, like, the artistic development is just, like, being able to communicate like that.
Well, we're getting into more specifics, Discord, because actually so much here, we don't have any idea what's here. So we're just going to show you guys really briefly what's available. Because I'm confusing. So we're just going to show you guys right now the invite link, which is in the YouTube video description below, and you click on it, you have Discord account first. Deepti, can you explain that? Because I think sometimes people, the terminology is confusing. Like,
yeah, sorry, you glitched out for 1 second. Do you mean the terminology between joining the Discord and what?
So having an account.
You glitched out for me again. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Were you able to catch it,
Hannah? Just explain what a server is. Sorry. Can you guys hear me? I'm sorry. I know I'm glitching.
Now I can hear you.
Crap, I'm glitching. Okay, well, let me just show you guys how this works, okay? Does everybody see this? You must complete a few more steps and start talking this server, okay? So which pops up this. It's a talk in the server. You have to complete the required steps below. So you have to read all of these rules, basically you that and not be a terrible person. And then you have to go here and you have to click, I have read and agreed to the rules. And then you click on that. And then that brings you into the server. Hopefully you guys caught some of that. I'm sorry that that's killing me right now. So Deepti, can you tell everybody what's going on in general?
Yes. So our general channel is the kind of area that everyone hangs out. When I'm on Discord, I tend to pop in the general channel and just say hi. We check in on each other. People talk about their days. We have a really wonderful member, AJ, who sometimes posts like the question of the day and people answer. So it's kind of a place to start off. If you're new, you can introduce yourself to the Art Prof community, tell us where you're from, and I will guarantee that you will get a very warm welcome from the community. But yeah, the general channel is just a place to chat about miscellaneous things, check in, a place to hang, I guess.
So Hannah, can you maybe explain what we talk about in the general channel? Because it's a big channel. It's probably the busiest one in our server.
Yeah, so the general channel is usually kind of the catch-all. People come in and they'll say hello, like, I'm new, I want to talk about this, or I want this. And a lot of times the moderators are kind of will direct them to different channels that would probably fit a little bit better for whatever they're doing. But the general channel is just kind of a good start to the Discord server.
And let's talk about the moderators and what they do exactly, because we have a bunch of moderators, and actually I'm going to pop up their names here on the screen so you guys can see. We got Blue Little Spirit, Hannah Bowsers, who is here, MX, Karis, Simple Triskel, and Darinka Aronis. So you guys will see them throughout the server. But Deepti, what are the moderators there for? What do they do, and how can you guys as a community benefit from their presence?
So the moderators are kind of like the Art Prof support staff. They're there to just make sure that the Discord is helping you and being, you know, what the community needs. So a lot of times people will have general questions like, hey, I have a question about this painting technique, where do I post it? So Bowsers might hop in and say, hey, this might be the right channel for you to post it. Why don't you go over there? So directing people to throughout the Discord, since there are a lot of channels, sometimes people might have a very specific request for the moderators about, you know, like a video that they want to see or something, so they can post that in one of our channels. And it's a lot about direction and just support and making sure that people are heard. I think, you know, if you're posting on a Discord page, you can't guarantee that everyone will see it, but we do have moderators in our Discord channel every day. So you will get seen by a moderator and you will get heard. So it's also just making sure that everyone's questions are replied to, people are reminded to, you know, give critique if they want to receive critique. We have a rule about that so that everyone is giving and receiving equally. And the moderators are here to just make sure that those things are moving smoothly and that anyone who has any questions or feels like they have any concerns, all of that is tended to and answered.
Now, Hannah, moderators are so important to keeping a server running, but I know sometimes people are intimidated by moderators. This doesn't happen in our server, but I have definitely heard stories where people tell me that mods in certain servers are like on a big power trip and they're there to put people in their place and all these nasty stories. Can you just assure people that that will not happen in our server and why?
I mean, I know I'm the most terrifying person ever and so intimidating, but yeah, I mean, all of us are very friendly. Like, I'm always excited to see what people are posting and I just like talking to people. So like, I think that the moderators here in general are just happy to be part of the community. Like, we're happy that it's going and people are doing things. So I don't think any of us are scary at all. Maybe to the wrong and people, we're scary.
Another thing to remember is if you can't remember the names of the moderators, you can just type at moderator and one of us will respond. So it just alerts all the moderators that, like, hey, this person needs help. They can't remember the specific name. And that's a really nice, easy way to get some help. I'm going to give a shout out to Tom G. Thank you so much for the super chat. Yay, Bowsers. And another thing that the moderators do is you guys jump in when there are, like, sticky situations. So Deep D, can you give us an example of what a sticky situation might be?
Yeah. So an example might be that someone is receiving criticism or feedback on their work in maybe an insensitive way or a way that's not very kind, or we have an artist wellness channel where people discuss, you know, various mental health, physical health, things related to being an artist. And sometimes people aren't the kindest in receiving that, but there are always sticky situations when you're talking about art because it can be very personal. And I think we have a good way of, you know, promoting giving feedback in a kind, positive way, but that doesn't always happen, especially because we have thousands of people on our server. I'll say it's very rare. I've only ever seen it like a very few amount of times, but when it does happen, we have our awesome moderators who jump in and know how to make things right and make sure that people are feeling safe and happy in our Discord.
Yeah, I mean, here's an example. Blue Wolf Spirit, who is another moderator, says, Bowsers made me feel very welcome when I first joined. Because it is intimidating if you just, like, enter this online space. It's not always the easiest thing to do. And I know some people hesitate to join because they're, like, really worried about that. But, I mean, Bowsers, Hannah, I think that the mods, what they do is they reassure people that, you know, it's okay if you don't know where to put something. It's fine if you didn't understand this rule. And they're just there to help explain things. Like, what are some of the things you find yourself doing pretty regularly, Hannah?
Usually just redirecting people, because they'll post something somewhere and they won't realize, oh, because we have a million channels. Just because art is so expansive, our channels are kind of reflecting that. So sometimes people don't know where to put things, and or they'll ask a question in a channel like general where it goes by so fast, and then no one ever sees their question, and then they feel like, oh, well, no one's paying attention to me. So then I'm like, oh, well, maybe move it to one of the technique channels and ask there, because usually there are people there who will be able to help you with that.
So we have a comment from Starving Artist who says, join the Discord, love the idea of it, but sadly for me, it can be a time-heavy rabbit hole, finding myself engaging with one or two channels to be able to really engage, but don't ever change it. I know, it's such a balance, and I'm sure, Hannah, you can tell people how many times we're always like, should we merge this channel with this one? Should we delete that? We're constantly tweaking things because it's a big server. You guys, we have 4,500 members, probably more at this point. We have people of all ages, all levels of experience from all over the world. And so just logistically speaking, the size and range and diversity of people, it's a lot to balance. And that's where the mods become so important. So Deep D, can you explain to people what the channels are? They're what I'm scrolling down on the left-hand side. What are the channels?
So the channels are essentially like kind of almost like chat rooms, and they're all divided into very specific topics. So we have critique channels that are all split up between if they're finished pieces or if they're works in progress, and then even split up further into the kind of media they are. So this one is critiques, works in progress, painting. So let's say you're midway through painting and you need a second set of eyes or 4,500 second sets of eyes, you would post it in this channel and you would get some feedback on it. But if you were finished with a piece, you could then go into critique finished paintings or finished digital and post your finished piece there. We also have channels on our art dares, where you can post your art dare work. We have channels on like books, you know, just like general chat channels. If you want to chat about art books or you're searching for recommendations, we have those. We have artist wellness channels. We have channels to talk about applying to your BFA, to your MFA. We have educators channels. So if you're a teacher, We have a channel where you can chat with other teachers. So it's really, really split up, and it might seem kind of overwhelming at first, but actually it's there so that you can kind of put your focus into a few channels that you're interested in and not feel like your conversation is getting buried by too many things. It's a very, it's a nice pace of conversation because we have so many channels.
So Hannah, can you explain a little bit how the critique channels work? Because the critique channels are really active. And a lot of people have told me like, wow, I've gotten such great feedback there. I feel very supported. But we do have a couple guidelines that are very important to know about. So can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so when you post your work, we'll start there. When you post your work, one of the things that, at least when I'm looking through it, I would like just a description of whatever you're posting, because when we see a piece and someone says, give me a critique, we're like, okay, well, what are you looking for? What are you trying to do? We want to know a little bit more about it. So when you post something, we try to say, oh, what are you trying to do? Where are you trying to go with this? Like, do you need help with anything? And then people in the community can give feedback based on that. And then we also ask that people, when they put something in there, that they give feedback to other people's posts as well, because it's just a little way to kind of pay it forward. Like, you're able to give or get this kind of feedback because you're able to help out the community. And so the community is also going to need a little help too.
And Deepti, I know some people, sometimes they hesitate to give critique because they worry, oh, well, I'm just a beginner. I don't have a lot of experience. I don't feel I have the right to critique somebody when I'm not super advanced in experience. What do you say to people that feel that way?
I think that's a very common feeling, and a lot of people are there with you if you feel that way, but we really believe that feedback from anyone is amazing and is what we should be looking for, because your artwork is going to live in the world, and the world is full of people of all different backgrounds, experiences. Just because you're not a good artist or you don't feel like you're a good artist, you are a good artist, you're always a good artist. You might feel like you can't give good feedback, but your experiences and your life and who you are is going to give a very unique, different perspective to the people who are posting their work. So regardless of if you think that you have the technique or the skill or the whatever, we encourage everyone to give feedback, because any feedback, as long as it's given with the intention of helping the artist who made the work and bring them to a place maybe that they couldn't have found on their own, or open their eyes to a new perspective, is going to be good feedback. As long as you're coming in with the intention of helping and giving positive, useful feedback, your feedback will be very much appreciated, and I can guarantee it'll be helpful.
I'd like to hear, those of you guys who are in the chat right now, who here has posted work for critique? And if you have, what has been your experience like? Because here's the thing, there's enough people in these critique channels that you guys are going to get a really broad range of opinions. And inevitably, you're not going to like everything people say to you. Hannah, what would you say to somebody who maybe you post your stuff and you're like, oh, I don't like that comment. That's really bothering me. Do you have any suggestions for that when you feel like you don't really agree with what people say?
So usually what I do in that instance, I'll take a second, step back, and I'll think, okay, so is there any validity to what they're saying? Like, even though it's said in kind of a mean way or something, maybe they have a point. Maybe they just don't know how to go about saying it. So I'll take a second. I'll kind of see if there's anything good that I can take away and use. And if I can't, then I just ignore it. It's like, if they're mean because they're being mean, then they're having a bad day. That's on them. That's not my problem.
Now, this is a little tricky, and it's not always that clear. If somebody really is mean to you, is rude, or says something that's really inappropriate, that is definitely something you should bring up to the moderators, okay? If it's just, oh, I don't really like that they didn't like the green in my painting, like, that's different. But let me tell you guys, a lot of the success of our community is that people do get called out for being rude or being a jerk. And so that's important. That's where the moderators can really step in and do that. Octavio says, it's the only Discord server I've ever found that I've been comfortable being active in. Participating in critique channels has made me a lot more thoughtful in my approach to my art. That is wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. And this is great advice from Emily, who says, I'm all about the compliment sandwich when it comes to critique. Deepti, what is the sandwich?
The compliment sandwich is basically saying a nice thing, then giving a piece of constructive feedback, and then ending with a nice thing. So you're giving two compliments and then sandwiching them between a constructive piece of feedback. So the person, you know, is starting and ending with something really nice and encouraging. And then in the middle, there's a little moment of disruption. It's a good way to not only throw something constructive, but also give them two things that's working to think about.
Yeah. And you know what, you guys, those positive comments, they're just as important as the critical ones, because sometimes I look at my thing and I don't like any of it. And somebody says, oh, well, I really think you did a nice job. I was like, oh, I guess I did. You know, it's actually very helpful for people to recognize what is working.
I like this comment from, excuse me, from Trent that says, I've posted several times and I found it to be greatly valuable. Sometimes I won't agree with a comment, but learning what to take and what to leave behind is part of the process. I love that because, you know, at the end of the day, it's your work and art is subjective. So people are going to have their varying opinions. And at the end of the day, whatever feedback you're getting, you can take what you like and leave behind what you don't like. And it's a great way to just get feedback and then do with that feedback what you please.
Yeah, like Blue Wolf here is saying, critique does not mean criticism. If you don't know what to say, just say something nice about the piece. That's helpful too. And again, going back to what Deepti was talking about, how people don't feel that they have, quote, the right because of lack of experience. Everybody has a right to go to a museum, okay? Everybody goes to museums. You don't need a PhD in art history to look at art or to appreciate it. And honestly, when I get feedback, it's feedback. Like, I don't care who it's coming from. I don't care if you have a PhD or not. I just want to know what people think. And I do think for a lot of artists, finding good critique is hard. And as I've been going through all of these, I mean, these are substantial comments, you guys. This is not cool legs. I mean, people are really spending time on these critiques. I mean, Hannah, what types of comments do you see going through the critique channels?
Yeah, I mean, I'll see a lot of things like, oh, I like how you did this technique, or I like how you do, how you incorporated these colors or these compositions. Like they point out the things that are really working that you might not have seen yourself. And that's so helpful. And then they'll also point out things that you might not have seen that, oh man, I was looking at this piece for the last 10 hours and I didn't see something glaringly obvious, but someone else did because it's the first time they've seen it. And that's so important.
All right, let's look at some of the more unusual channels. I would say the one I am very proud of is Artist Wellness. Because you know what? This does not get talked about enough. And Deepti, we as artists, we have so many problems. Like, it just never ends. And I think that there aren't a lot of places online where people say, hey, I'm having a really hard time with this. Everybody who's online as an artist is so busy trying to look perfect and have a million followers. And this has been such a lovely space to see people really sharing their genuine feelings and the challenges of being an artist. So Deepti, what do you see in this channel that you think might help people?
I mean, this channel is just so heartwarming. It feels like everyone's giving each other hugs when you go in there. I've seen so many people talking about like feeling really negative towards themselves and their artwork, not having motivation, or even talking about personal experiences that happened to them recently that's preventing them from creating work, or wanting to create work about a personal experience, but not being able to because it's so difficult. Mental health, physical health, just happiness in general, everything is covered there. And people are really candid. And I think I haven't seen a single conversation in there go without people like empathizing with it or encouraging each other. And it's really, really heartwarming and a great place to feel seen and also realize that being an artist isn't like beautiful and pristine all the time. You know, I think the YouTube sketchbook life of like people posting their sketchbooks on YouTube and it being like pristine is this awful thing that like makes artists feel like their sketchbooks aren't good enough or that they're not good enough. And I think our Artist Wellness channel a lot of people have talked about that. And it's a great place for people to be like, no, you know, I am like you. And it's going to be okay. And we are here. We are a community and we're here to hear you. And we're here to like at least support you, if nothing else.
I want to give a shout out to Fab Geek. Thank you so much for the super. We greatly appreciate your support. You guys, every contribution you make matters. Sure, some of you guys have noticed that Alex Rowe and Lauren Welch are doing draw alongs. And I want you guys to know the reason why they can is because we had a donor who provided the funding to purchase the equipment. That's where your contributions go. It makes it possible for us to produce more content. So Hannah, getting back to the Artist Wellness Channel, I mean, what type of activity do you usually see in there?
It's, at least for me, I see a lot of problems or like issues that people as artists, all of us are experiencing, but we all think, oh, we're alone. Like no one else talks about it. Like I'm feeling depressed, but nobody else is, so it must be me. It must not be anybody else. And then you go to the Artist Wellness and you see other people having the same issues as you, and you can kind of have that like sense of community and sense that you're not alone, and that it's not just you, that there's a whole world of people out there who are experiencing the same exact things. And it's kind of nice, honestly.
Tell me in the chat, who here has posted in Artist Wellness or read some of the posts? Because I just think that you can't talk about art and ignore the whole mental health side of it, because it's hard to be an artist. Like there's just so many things that make being an artist so challenging. And so the fact that we can make that a safe space for everybody to communicate that, that's a really nice thing that we have in our server. So DP, can you tell people when they can interact with staff? Because most of the time it's in the post live streams channel. So tell everybody about the post stream chat, and we'll have one after today's stream too.
Yes, the post live stream channel is my favorite channel, because Clara and I, yes, are the two staff members that are pretty consistently in the Discord. However, the other staff members are there after any of our live streams in the post live streams channel. So after we do any of our live streams on YouTube, we all who are on the live stream go into this channel and chat with you guys. And it's a bit of a better way to get more one-on-one time with us, because when we're on the live stream, there are a lot of moving parts, so we can't answer every question that comes in the chat. But in the post live streams, we can have a really intimate conversation with you guys. And if it's an art along that we're doing, we'll go in the hashtag art alongs channel. So that's a great way to talk to the staff members. And also, like, you just saw us on the live stream, now you get to chat with us, and we also get to like see if you were drawing along with us or what your thoughts were. Because sometimes in these streams, we're just talking to each other and like blinders on, and then we talk afterwards and we're like, oh, that's so cool that you noticed that. Or we'll see fan art that people have drawn of us when we're on the live stream, or if they were drawing along. It's just a really fun place to kind of decompress after after a live stream.
Hannah, can you explain to people what's the difference between post live streams and art alongs?
Okay, so for post live streams, most videos where you're not drawing along or doing any of those videos or streams where you're actively doing something with someone else, you're going to be in post live streams chat. Whereas for art alongs, it's things like, oh, if you were painting with Prof Lou or you were drawing with Prof Lou, then that's where you're going to go. And then you can share your work in that channel as well.
I'll tell you guys, this is one of my favorite parts of Art Prof, is after we do a drawing stream, going into the art alongs channel and looking at all the work that people made with us. I mean, Deep, this is a stream that you and Alex did the other day, where you guys were doing these drawings of the Oscar nominees. And here are all these people posting what they did during the stream. I mean, what does that feel like when you see that flood of images coming after a stream?
I mean, it's so cool, especially during the pandemic when you're just making work by yourself. It makes you feel like a real community feeling. And to get feedback and give feedback and just be like, wow, we all just spent like an hour and a half making this work together, and we're all over the globe. I mean, really, we have people like who are up at 4 a.m. drawing with us. It's the morning for other people, midnight for others. It's like 10:30 for me. It's so cool. And we're just creating together and sharing work and giving feedback. And it's just such a warm, lovely place to be.
I'm going to give a shout out to Miranda. Thank you so much for the super sticker. We greatly appreciate your support. And I want to point out that the Art Alongs channel, it does not have to be the stream that day. Like, this is something that somebody posted, I think, a couple days ago. And it's a stream that I did like a year and a half ago. It's when I did these ink wash drawings of the Twilight Zone. And it's great. Like, this is from the Sculpt Along. That was a couple days ago. This is from the Sculpt Along, but this person decided to draw. So you don't always have to do like exactly what we're doing. In fact, sometimes people are like, oh, well, I wasn't drawing with you, but I was working on this painting instead. So they can show that. And it's just fun to chat live. Hannah, can you talk about how that's different than, say, other channels where you just sort of post, come back and check? Like, the live chat is a really different experience.
Oh man, it can be a lot sometimes because everyone's always so excited and they all want to show each other what they're doing. And it's kind of nice because even when people are doing, like, they're doing the same prompts, it's all different because everyone has their own kind of style, and you can see how it's kind of transforming it into their own work, which I find really, really cool.
I want to give a shout out to Shell Rays for the super sticker. You guys are absolutely phenomenal. You're helping us stay up and running. This is so wonderful to have your support. Now, I also want to show you guys some places where you can find information because, guys, we have over 750 videos. I'm like, I don't know how that happened. But because of that, it's hard to find things sometimes. So the first thing I would say, I would definitely check out the news channel. Because if you want to know, oh, what's the next stream, or sometimes I will post the links to the reference photos or to the art supplies, this is where I put all the announcements. Because sometimes we have changes in the schedule. We try to keep everything updated as much as possible, but sometimes there's things that are unavoidable. So this is the most up-to-date version of the live stream announcements. So definitely check on news, because that's a good place. And then also in some of the other channels, like, for example, this is the digital animation channel. A lot of them have pinned messages that I think a lot of people aren't even aware that these are here. So we have information here about, like, okay, here are all our videos on the animation curriculum. Here are all the tutorials. Here are all the lesson plans. So if you guys just go to a particular channel, like this is the painting channel, you'll find that all the links here are painting related. Now, of course, there's other ways. I mean, sometimes people just jump in and they're like, hey, is there a video on two-point perspective? And that's great. But sometimes, you know, it's nice to know that some of that information is there. Another shout out to Tom G. Thank you so much for the super chat. Cheers to Bowsers and Blue Wolf and all mods. You guys rock. Awesome.
I'm not sure if we caught this one. This is from Miranda. Thank you so much, Miranda, as well. We appreciate you guys so much. This is very kind of you guys and keeps us going and keeps us running. So thank you so much.
Hannah, can you just say a little something about how to interact in the channel in terms of tagging people or replying or just posting? Sometimes that's a little bit unclear.
Yeah, so usually when someone says something in the chat, what you can do is you can tag them or you can at them, the little ampersand symbol. You can at them and they put in their username, and then you can message them directly. Well, you'll notify them. So maybe they're away from their computer or they're away from their phone. And so you can just kind of notify them, hey, I'm talking to you specifically, which I am a rampant adder. And sometimes, so I'll mention that sometimes people don't like that either. So if someone doesn't like that, there's a way to turn off notifications. But also, if you don't like that, another option, if you don't want to go through the hassle of turning that off, is just to let people know, hey, I don't want notifications. So just talk in the chat normally and just don't at me.
And Deepti, can you tell people what the policy is in terms of sending a direct message to staff?
Yeah, we tend to not respond directly to direct messages to staff if it relates to something that the whole community can benefit from. So if it's a question about your personal work or how do I do this or do that, we encourage you to post in the channels and post in a public space so that we can address it to everyone. Because if you have that question, generally everyone else will have that question. We have had moments where people have asked like, hey, I want to suggest a change to this or a change to that, or like something a little bit more personal or specific. And we'll respond in the channel itself and be like, sure, go ahead and you can add, send me a private message. So then one of the moderators will chime in and be like, yes, now you can message me. But we try and keep things as public as possible until one of us say like, yeah, please message one of us, just so that everyone can benefit from the knowledge or the question.
I want to give a shout out to Dominic Graves for the super chat. Sorry, guys. I think I'm glitching again. There we go. There's Dominic. Thank you so much. And there was also a super sticker from there earlier on. Hannah, can you tell people about the suggestions channel?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people, like, they really like Art Prof. So they want to say, okay, I would like to see this video, or I think that it could be improved this way. And so you can put those sorts of things in Art Prof suggestions. So Prof Lou will look through them and say, okay, I'm going to put this on my schedule at some point in time, maybe not right away, but it'll be there. Or okay, we can do this, or maybe that'll be a little difficult, we'll think about it. So it's a good place for any suggestions you might have.
And Deepti, how about the channels that are accessible to Patreon supporters? Can you tell us how that works?
Yes. So if you are one of our Patreon supporters, you get access to our Patreon chat channel and how do you say that again? the De Medici Villa. How do you say that word? I don't know. But the Patreon chat channel is basically, there are a special channel where the staff and the moderators will pop in and give you feedback. And sometimes we'll even ask you guys for feedback on what we're trying to do with Art Prof or thoughts we're having, and get your personal feedback on what we're doing. And then we also on the Patreon chat have a Patreon voice channel where if you're in our Patreon chat channel, once a week you can have like a private basically video chat with us and the other people in the Patreon chat, where you could post your work and we'll give you feedback or just talk about anything and everything, just life, whatever. And that's a great way to just like hang out, and you can get some quick feedback on your work or whatever you're working on. And here comes my cat. And yes, that's basically our Patreon channel. So it's a little bit more of an intimate interaction with the moderators and with the staff.
I mean, we do get a lot of requests, people who are like, hey, we really want a voice channel. That would be so awesome. The issue is that the server's big, 4,500 members. It takes staff to run something like that. We can't just throw that together. So we would say at this stage, if you guys want to participate in the voice channel, join the Patreon, because for $12 a month, you get to interact with us in the voice channel. And also, we prioritize that channel. So if you post in there, you will get stuff from us. There's so many critique channels that, guys, I would never get anything done if I was like hanging out in the critique channels. But if you're in the Patreon, we do prioritize that because people are contributing to Art Prof in that way. So I would suggest that you guys take a look at that, because a lot of people join the Patreon channel. They go, oh my God, I had no idea how awesome this was. Like, Hannah, have you heard people say that?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of funny, because people don't realize it exists until they're actually in it. And then they're like, whoa, well, I can talk to all these people really quickly, and they're there. So I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah, and I love the voice sessions. I mean, they're so much fun. I love hearing people's voices. And you know what's so cool, Deepti? It really feels like a class, because people don't just like show up, talk, and then leave. Like most of the time when I'm doing a voice channel, people stick around as much as they can. Like, that's awesome. It really feels like a group chat.
Yeah, it's awesome. And like, you get to talk to other people, and it's kind of cool being in the Discord and then like, knowing people just from they're typing and then you hear their voice and are like, oh my God, like, hello. And it's a great way to connect. And yeah, it's not just, you know, a lot of people don't want to post their artwork, or you might want to support us and you don't, or you aren't actively making work, but you can join our Patreon voice channel and just hang out and listen or ask us questions about our personal life, about my cat, about how to start an Etsy page, or what the best way to manage time is. You know, it's really open to whatever you want to talk about. And it does feel like a class. It's just like a cool hangout space where we essentially do what you, me, and Bowser's are doing right now, but just with our Patreon community.
And the other cool thing is, because it is a smaller group, I think, compared to the rest of the server, which is gigantic, it's like we really do build long-term relationships with you guys. I mean, I get to follow your progress and see what you were doing 3 months ago. And like we said, you just join when you want, you know? I mean, you don't have to always post. You don't always have to talk. I have plenty of people, they show up, they're like, I just want to listen. I'm at work. I just want to be doing this. You know, I don't have anything I need to talk about. But I mean, that in itself can be really, really fun. So speaking of the Discord, we would love it for you guys to join us in the Discord. We will be hanging out in the post live streams channel. The invite link is in the video description below. Subscribe to our channel so you can continue to grow and develop as an artist. And speaking of those Patreon supporters, thank you guys so much for all your contributions that help us stay up and running. You guys see, there's a third column. I'm so excited. Now we have to work towards that fourth column, don't we? Everybody, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.